This is VOA News via remote. I'm Palpat. A bipartisan effort in the United States Senate has come together to produce massive sanctions to be levied against Russia in the event of a new invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the body's Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez, said senators are close to agreeing on a package of measures meant to make the financial cost extremely high for high-ranking government officials and ordinary Russians. He spoke about the bill in an interview Sunday on CNN's State of the Union show. It involves sanctions against the most significant Russian banks, crippling to their economy with consequences to the average Russian in their accounts and pensions. In addition, Menendez said he expects the Senate to approve additional lethal assistance to Ukraine in the form of weapons. Moscow currently has well over 100,000 troops positioned along Ukraine's northern, eastern, and southern borders. At a UN Security Council meeting Monday, Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine. Russia said the U.S. has brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev, as the UN Security Council held a stormy debate. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield shot back that Russia's growing military force along Ukraine's borders was the largest mobilization in decades. Here's AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee about the status quo between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine.
We're pretty much in the same place that we were last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The intensity of the rhetoric is being dialed up on all sides, but nothing has really changed in terms of their positions.
Find more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Qatar's Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani met at the White House on Monday. At the forefront of their talks were discussions about Qatar supplying natural gas to Europe in the event of a Russian attack on Ukraine. Sheikh Tamim said he planned to discuss equal rights for Palestinians with President Biden and ways to pursue Middle East peace. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the need for reform in the Palestinian Authority in a phone call on Monday with President Mahmoud Abbas. The State Department confirmed the step to strengthen bilateral relations. President Biden has sought to repair ties weakened when his predecessor, President Donald Trump, slashed aid to Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza. He also closed a U.S. consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has tested positive for COVID-19, but is feeling fine. The prime minister also blasted the behavior of anti-vaccine protesters who filled Canada's capital to complain about COVID restrictions over the weekend. His announcement followed a weekend of protests against the vaccine mandates, masks, and lockdowns. Some demonstrators traveled in truck convoys and parked on the streets around Parliament Hill, blocking traffic. Some urinated on the National War Memorial and danced on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Others carried signs and flags with swastikas.
Freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy. But Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not.
A smaller but significant number of protesters remained on Monday. Mali says it is expelling the French ambassador because of hostile and outrageous comments by former colonial power France about Mali's transitional government. A statement read on national television Monday said the French ambassador, Joel Meyer, has been given 72 hours to leave the country. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said last week that Mali's junta was illegitimate and takes irresponsible measures. United States officials say the government will return some Venezuelan migrants to Colombia if they are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. That is if they previously resided in Colombia, officials citing the need to limit the spread of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.